I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's proposed budget for next year would not include $350 million that are supposed to be given to schools under a 2017 education funding law. Hannah Meisel reports some of Pritzker's fellow Democrats are pushing back.
In order to get traditionally underfunded schools up to parity, the 2017 law requires the state funnel $350 million more to schools year over year for a decade. But Governor Pritzker's budget would skip it for the second year in a row. State Representative Will Davis, a Democrat from Homewood, chairs the Illinois House's Education Appropriations Committee and says school funding should be more like mandated state payments to Medicaid.
I just want to see if we can treat this education conversation kind of in the same vein.
While signing an unrelated education bill on Monday, Pritzker defended his budget.
My budget proposal preserves our increased investments in education, foundational to a strong and vibrant future for the state of Illinois.
Education advocates worry the state won't be able to catch up with its funding equity goals. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Illinois public health officials announced more than 1,100 new cases of COVID-19 and 5 additional deaths. The state's 7-day positivity rate held steady near 2% as officials continue to increase vaccination efforts. Capital News Illinois reports hospitalizations also continued a steady decline near pandemic lows. Meanwhile, Illinois resident Myra Ramirez became the first U.S. COVID-19 patient to receive a life-saving double lung transplant last summer. Today, she is still recovering, physically and mentally. Ramirez says shortly after the procedure, it was hard for her to focus and she became easily overwhelmed. But over time, those challenges and other mental health issues improved.
In the beginning, I had a lot of anxiety attacks, a lot of panic attacks. I still get sort of flashbacks, and sometimes watching things will trigger me, I guess. But it's more controlled. I know how to deal with it, and it's not as frequent.
Ramirez experienced several setbacks to her physical recovery, including a bacterial illness that required operations to remove infected skin and bone. But she says she's grateful she's able to take care of herself and get back to serving her community through her work with an immigration law firm. Governor Pritzker's latest executive order extends the eviction moratorium for residential tenants. It also adds a new legal protection for tenants who are unable to pay rent due to the pandemic. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. The Jackson County Health Department says it'll offer one-dose COVID vaccine at its Carbondale locations this week as supplies last. The Johnson & Johnson shot requires only one dose rather than the two-dose regimen required by Pfizer and Moderna. The JCHD says people with severe anxiety about needles or shots can take advantage of the one-stick vaccine at clinics today through tomorrow. Appointments are required for any of the shots, and you can find eligibility and appointment information at jchdonline.org. Governor J.B. Pritzker's proposed budget for next year would skimp out on $350 million that are supposed to be doled out to schools under a 2017 education funding law. Hannah Meisel reports now.
In order to get traditionally underfunded schools up to parity, the 2017 law requires the state funnel $350 million more to schools year over year for a decade. But Governor Pritzker's budget would skip it for the second year in a row. State Representative Will Davis, a Democrat from Homewood, chairs the Illinois House's Education Appropriations Committee and says school funding should be more like mandated state payments to Medicaid.
I just want to see if we can treat this education conversation kind of in the same vein.
While signing an unrelated education bill on Monday, Pritzker defended his budget.
My budget proposal preserves our increased investments in education, foundational to a strong and vibrant future for the state of Illinois.
Education advocates worry the state won't be able to catch up with its funding equity goals. I'm Hannah Meisel.
And I'm Leah Lerner for WSIU.